Welcome back to Experience Wisconsin with John McCure on WTMJ.
Hey, hey, welcome back. Hope your weekend's going fantastic. Our summer in full swing here. Boy, into July. Hard to believe, isn't it? Let's head close to home and check in with Beth Wierick. She's the CEO of Milwaukee Downtown Bid Number 21. Beth, thank you so much for being with us.
Thanks so much for having me. What an exciting summer.
Oh, my gosh. And you guys are on top of so many things, and you're involved in so many things. Speaking of summer, stuff happening downtown. What's going on downtown this summer?
I'm so glad you asked. So many free concert series that are going on in downtown Milwaukee.
We like free.
We do like free. There is the Riverwalk Commons Concerts. That's hosted by the Milwaukee Public Market. Mm-hmm. And that is a series that is happening on select Tuesday nights. Right along the beautiful downtown Milwaukee Riverwalk. It's a fabulous space.
That's nice.
Yeah, it's really nice. And then I love Red Arrow Park.
Yeah.
We have got a great concert series called Heartbeats of the City. It's powered by MGIC. And that is happening every single Wednesday at noon.
That's
over
fun.
At Red Arrow Park.
Mm-hmm.
It is a lot of fun. Of course, food trucks, lots of great local and regional music acts. And then on Thursdays, we have PNC present Tunes at Noon. And I love this space because it's a really unique space in downtown Milwaukee. It's located at 411 East Wisconsin Avenue.
Yeah.
But in their little courtyard, kind of like hidden a little bit, mm-hmm. but it's a great little nook in the heart of downtown Milwaukee. And again, great music. And that is happening every single Thursday through the end of August.
And then Jazz in the Park.
Hurrah.
Yes.
I love Jazz in the Park.
Too.
Yeah, it's a fabulous, fabulous opportunity to connect with community, have a great picnic, enjoy the great outdoors. And that is back every single
yes.
Thursday night in Cathedral Square, thanks to the support from Johnson Financial Group. And that series, too, is going on until the end of August.
And we're kind of a musical metropolis with all the stuff going on all over the place.
Well, we are. I think it's, again, almost every single day or night you can find free music and free activations. We've got great music venues in downtown Milwaukee, the Pabst, the Riverside, Turner
yeah.
Hall, the list goes on and on. And then, of course, our street festivals, ethnic festivals, and, of course, the Summerfest grounds.
And speaking of festivals, there's a really big one. It's going to be noisy. It's going to be fun. It's going to be awesome in downtown Milwaukee.
Yeah, and I feel like the 110th was just yesterday, but of course I know what you're talking about, and that's Harley Davidson. They're going to be celebrating their 120th
yeah.
anniversary. So it is a homecoming festival, July 13th through the 16th.
And there's so much stuff going on. I want to hit on a couple of these. They're going to have Foo Fighters and Green Day there. Bastille Days is back in mid-July, right?
Oh, yeah. Love, love, love Bastille Days. And guess what? It's their 40th anniversary.
Oh, my gosh.
So you've got to get down there and celebrate. That's also that same weekend, July 13th through the 16th. And for those of your listeners that have never been, they've got to get there. This is a free French festival, and it transforms Cathedral Square Park into a Parisian playground. And, of course, it all kicks off. I think I've seen you there on Thursday nights at that renowned Storm the Bastille run.
Oh, I've been there. That's a run unlike any other run, for sure.
That's a really easy one.
You know, it's great to see the events and the flourishing and the thriving downtown, but there's still room for more activation, isn't there?
Yeah, there really is. You know, we referenced earlier Heartbeats of the City at Red Arrow, and PNC presents Tunes at Noon at 411.
Mm-hmm.
But another really fun activation that we're engaged in this year is at Red Arrow Park as well. But what we've done is we've transformed that ice skating rink into a roller skating rink for
oh
the
gosh.
Summer. So, yeah, we've got an event that's coming up on Friday, July 21st. We're going to host another similar one in August with the help of Roll Train MKE and MPS Rex Wacky Wheels Skate Van. So they're providing free skate rentals. So I'll tell you, you got to get back out there and relearn how to roller skate, or learn maybe for the first time. That event is also going to feature some local DJs and some awesome food trucks.
I love it. All right, Beth, you guys are into art downtown too, helping to beautify our city. I love what you've done when it comes to that. What's on the horizon for downtown's art scene?
I'll tell you, there's always something on the horizon, and we're seeing more and more public space
uh-huh.
And public art activations. One event that I'm really excited about is going to be happening at the Marcus Performing Arts Center. I do believe this will be the most Instagram-worthy photo op of the summer, so you've got to make sure you're going to get there. Super cool event. It's called Evanescent, and it is by Atelier Sisu, and that installation is going to take place July 18th through the 22nd. It's super cool, inflatable.
Wow.
A large-scale art display, and it's featuring three sets of four larger-than-life bubbles.
Cool.
It'll have a footprint of over 1,400 square yards. It's super playful. I can't wait to actually see it installed.
For more information on all the stuff happening downtown, go to MilwaukeeDowntown.com. MilwaukeeDowntown.com. Beth Wierick is the CEO of Milwaukee Downtown Bid Number 21. Beth, it's always so good to see you.
And it's good to be seen.
By the way, their office is in the same office as ours here at Radio City. Kind of cool. She's just downstairs. Up next, our conversation with the Travel Secretary, Ann Sayers.